And welcome back to Traffic Talks. This is officially the second episode, and I am very proud to say that you may now call me Hido. That, for those of you who don't get it, is a reference to the book Moby Dick. The first line of the book says, "Call me Ishmael." You can call me Pido. Like I said last week, my anonymity is something I wish to maintain, and I've made that possible by using a fake name. I also opened up a Gmail account, so you can find me there at pidotraffictalks@gmail.com. If you want to send any words of advice or even just comment on this talk, well, podcast, via the app or wherever you are getting this, you know, leave a comment down below, let me know. Anyway, it's Friday, it's about 5. I left work just a few minutes before 5, even though we finished 5. And today, it was a slow day, but a good day. Like, there wasn't much work to do, so I was doing a whole bunch of things that I wanted to do, and it was fun. But before we get to today, let me catch you up from last week. The first talk, obviously, required a lot of effort on my part. So I had to go and do all the things, like open up the accounts, upload episode number one. And before you upload an episode, you kind of need to edit it a bit. What I did was edit the first episode. Like I said last week, I just decided I'm gonna do this. No prep work involved. And, you know, jumping in head first really shows whether you're gonna sink or swim. So what I did was I opened up the Gmail account, I created the Castbox account, opened up those accounts, and then I had to also, you know, create images for the profile picture. Once again, not using me, so I did that. I had to edit with no editing experience whatsoever. I ended up taking about three hours, I'd say, maybe two, an hour on Saturday, an hour on Sunday, and, you know, a whole lot of copying and pasting from various places to get just what I wanted just right. But I did it, and editing was extremely fun. I was scared I'd hate my voice, which is the usual MO. Like, you know, WhatsApp, I hate sending voice notes, but I love receiving them because I don't like the way my voice sounds. So having to edit it, I was really, really scared that I would hate the way it sounded. Apparently not. I edit, you know, the way I like to, and it was really, really good. I know that episode was fairly short, and I did cut a lot out of it. For example, I say so and a lot. And also, when I give examples, it is terrible because I drag out the examples. I deleted like 2 minutes of just me explaining something I've already explained, like tediously. Once again, I have to cut out quite a bit from the episode itself. So I know that this episode will definitely be longer, meaning more editing for me, and I will enjoy it. That I do know. I did actually write a list of talking points that I wanted to use. Just, you know, a quick bullet point note on what I wanted to say, what I wanted the flow to be like, kind of a thing. And no, it's not dangerous because I'm, like I said, in the thick of traffic. And I'm not reading. I'm just looking at the keywords I made and then working from there. So, regards to my fake name, it's Pido Berron, B-E-R-R-O-N. And if I ever decide to go public, like, the names will make so much sense. You hear it now and you're like, what? If I ever go public and explain why I chose those names, people are gonna be like, oh, I get it. Catching you up from last week. Friday was obviously Valentine's Day, which for those of you, and I'm assuming everyone, so to everyone out there, because none of you know me, if you knew me, and even the people who do know me don't know this, I am a hopeless romantic. I love love. Valentine's Day is like my favorite, and I'm born 8 days after Valentine's Day. So I've always said, if I ever like am in a relationship or like get married or something like that, Valentine's Day is my day. I will spoil you because I love spoiling the people in my life. It's just who I am. It's what I do. I love it. So for Valentine's Day, these idiots don't do anything for me. But obviously, I got out of my way for them. So I went and bought them each little chocolates to celebrate, which was nice of me to do for them. Mm-hmm. That was the Friday. I didn't buy the chocolates until Sunday, and I'll explain why. So Friday, I went to gym for a hot yoga class, which for any of you who've been to hot yoga, it's literally a hot mess. You are sweat dripping off your body. You need like a towel to lay over your yoga mat and then another towel to wipe you off, for lack of better explanation. Like, it's literally dripping off of you. Hot yoga class, got home after 7 in the evening, was exhausted, and just was like, nope, done with life for today. Hit the showers, got into bed and slept. It was like the best sleep of my week. Saturday, got up fairly early because, like I said, I went to go crash. So I got up early and my father was like, guess what we're doing today? I was like, oh, what are we doing? And you know what he tells me? We're going to drive to your work. Meaning, I need to go to the place I've been going for the past 5 days. Once again, I need to go to this place. And I'm thinking to myself, are you insane? Like, I don't want to do that. And he's like, nope, you know what happened earlier in the week? You were late. We need to figure out the route. I'm like, I've got it down. He's like, nope, we need to go there. I need to see what's going on. And I need to make sure you actually got this. And I'm like, but I got this. So he insisted, and we made it like a day trip. With my father, my mother, myself, and my younger sister. I was guiding my father to my place of work. We ended up driving to my office. And I say office like that because it's not really an office. It's like a side house on this building that we work out of. So it's Saturday morning. We only left the house at like 12. Really chilled, really slow. My father still cut the grass around the house. Real relaxed. Had a good breakfast, left the house, and off we go, drive to my work. It takes like half an hour with no traffic, no nothing. It's not Monday morning traffic, it's just normal, you know, weekend traffic. Nothing intense, nothing hectic. We drive to my work, and afterwards we end up going to a place called Access Park. For those of you who don't know, we went to the Access Park in Kenilworth. There is two, so yes, there needs to be a distinction. The Kenilworth Access Park is gigantic. It's got an insane amount of shops. And we literally just walked and looked. And we bought a few things here and there. Like, they have this water shop. I think it's called Cape Aqua or something to do with like Cape and Aqua. This place is incredible. They have this barista that makes incredible coffees. They've got flavors, they've got freezers, they've got hot coffee, they've got iced coffee. And me being the coffee addict that I am, I bought 2 different iced coffees. And my mom is not like a really cold thing kind of a person, so she got a bottle of flavored water that I got for her, and I got one iced coffee vanilla flavored and one iced coffee hazelnut flavored. And let me tell you, the hazelnut was incredible. Vanilla, not so much. No, I won't say no, but it's not gonna be like top tier on the favorites list. We went looking for shoes. I plan on running a marathon soon, a 5k, and unfortunately I couldn't find me a decent pair of shoes. So hopefully if I can get it by the end of next week, which is the end of Feb, hopefully I'll be able to work them in before the marathon itself. Otherwise I'm just gonna have to run with the ones I got, which is not the end of the world, but I'm serious about it and I really want to, you know, have the equipment to back up the effort I have been putting in over the past while. Almost like a reward. So I'll see how that goes and let you guys know. Shopping was really, really nice because you just get to see things you don't usually do. And with Access Park, there's maybe like three items that they end up not selling of a specific, you know, section or brand or something. And they end up sending it to Access Park for like a quarter of the price. And it's the same thing. It's not damaged in any way, shape or form. Because, you know, there are like laws and things. Like you can't sell broken clothes kind of thing. There was a whole lot of clothes that we looked at and we actually got matching shirts. My sister and I got a couple of matching things because we kind of love to do that. Where we match like a skirt or a top or like a pair of shoes or something. It's like very similar. It's so cute. She's not like 5, she's 16. That just gives you an idea. She's not like a toddler. She's actually quite artistic and, you know, like a fashionista kind of a thing. She actually dyed a... She got it professionally done, obviously, at the hairdresser. She got her hair dyed, two different streaks in her front part of her hair. I don't know what to call it. His red one, half is blue. And it looked so cool. And she always has like these nice outfits. So she did that. With her clothes. Me, I like to keep my wardrobe very simplified. I would say I have a vast wardrobe. It is quite large. I think I have over 36 pairs of shoes. Maybe like under 40, if I'm being honest. And then I've got quite a lot of clothes. I am in the process of clearing it out and getting rid of a lot of things, and I have done so over the Christmas and the New Year because I've just been on this thing of cleaning out and getting rid of things. So I have gotten down to quite a few things and I have thrown away and given away and donated a lot. Unfortunately, I still have quite a bit to go, and there are certain pieces I refuse to get rid of, obviously for sentimental reasons. I'm a very sentimental person, so there are things I do refuse to obviously get rid of for sentimental reasons, even if I never wear it. So Saturday was spent three, four hours at this Access Park. It was lovely. We were actually planning on going for lunch afterwards, but we never got around to it because it was just too long. And we actually spent such a long time at Access that the place is kind of closed. So we went to Golden Dish, which is a place in Athlone. They sell amazing food. And we got some stuff there and we took it home with us. And my brother was waiting at home for us. So we ended up having like a nice at-home kind of a lunch thing, which was fun. So that was Saturday. Sunday was a girl's day. My mom, my sister, myself, we went to Tiger Valley Mall. I know it sounds like I shop a lot, but I don't. Yeah, we had to go to the mall because my mom needed a few things. It's an aunt's birthday next weekend, and obviously my mom's still trying to find, you know, a certain type of outfit, whereas everyone else is sorted out. So we were just kind of looking for her to find, you know, an outfit. Everyone else is basically sorted. We ended up going to quite a few shops, and then for lunch we actually got sushi. My sister and I got sushi. Like, she paid for hers, I paid for mine. My mom doesn't eat it. And my father got lunch for my brother and himself. So it was just like a takeaway kind of a day. It was a takeaway kind of a day on Sunday. So we were just like chilling. The whole weekend was just really chill. In Tiger Valley Mall, there's a place, I'm sure everyone knows it, the Lindt store, which sells chocolates. And they had for Valentine's Day like this giant bowl of heart shaped chocolates. And that's where I bought everyone like two of their favorite flavored Lindor balls. Because you can like pick a mix. So you can pick the different flavors you want. And then you pay per gram. I got them each two of their favorite flavors and a heart for Valentine's Day. And it was so cute. Like, you have no idea how cute it was. It was so lovely. People are very friendly. On Saturday, we actually were looking to find something to drink. And this guy literally had this frozen coffee on a box that he was putting in his boot. Or the back of his car, whichever way you prefer. So this guy had this coffee balancing on this box. And as he put the box down, I just like walked up to him slowly and was like, "Hi, sorry to disturb. Like, what is that and where did you get it?" And he's like, "No, it's no problem. Like, this is an iced coffee and they sell it in the water store. Like, you just go inside and then there, it's right there." I was like, "Thank you, have a good day." And he's like, "You too." And then just walked off. Like, you approach other people and they just like, "Who do you think you are?" I'm just like, why be so mean? In terms of work, it's been much easier than having to learn everything, which is understandable because when you're learning, you're frantic. Like, that's just the way I feel. Like, learning last week was hectic because everything was like brand new. You didn't know the rhythms, you didn't know the systems. It was hard. This week I've gotten into the rhythm of the work and knowing the processes to follow. I will say, I've been a bit nervous on the phone because clients ask questions that I'm not 100% prepared to answer because I've never had to actually answer the phone and answer questions. Like, clients call, I assist them with what I need to assist them, and then I'm done. So this has been different. Not difficult, just different. Because it's like I said last week, it's a learning curve that I've been on. I've reached a plateau where I've learnt all that I've needed to learn, and it's now just the practical execution of that. And I'm much slower than the others, I'm well aware of that. However, I'm getting there. Another thing this week I've learnt is I need to adjust my routines. And when I say adjust, I go all in. I don't do anything by halves. I want them done well, I want them done right, and I want them near perfect. I know perfect is an illusion, blah blah blah, but I want it as perfect as I can get it. I mean, I can't get it any further than what I've done, then I'll leave it alone. And my routines have been thrown out completely. Like I said, I'm not a morning person. I used to do everything late morning because I woke up late, because I went to go sleep late, because I'm a night owl. Now I've had to reverse everything to get as much as humanly possible done in the evening. For example, gym clothes. I have to lay out all my clothes, assemble everything, and literally throw it in a bag the next morning. Otherwise, if I don't see myself doing that, if I don't physically throw my stuff in the bag in the morning, I'm going to forget it because I'm just going to think, what's a closed bag doing in my room? And just walk on. I've needed to lay out my clothes the night before. I've needed to put the gym bag basically at my feet so I fall over it so I can see it and remember that I need to pack it. I've had to lay my clothes out on a certain spot, and I've had to like prep everything the night before. My lunch for the next day, I make the evening before and pack it away. The clothes I'm wearing, I lay out. The gym clothes, if I'm gymming the next day, lay those out. Everything needs to be done at night. My handbag needs to be packed. Everything. And that wasn't really that big of a deal, but not doing it in the morning just threw me off. So I need to still rework my routines. My sleep isn't as good as it can be because I'm scared of waking up late, and late to wake up equals late at the house equals stuck in traffic equals late for work equals my anxiety spikes. So, been trying to avoid that. You know, the best thing they say we can do for ourselves is prepare as much today as possible for tomorrow. And if that means packing everything the night before, then damn it, I'm gonna pack. So that's what I've been doing. I still need to figure out my night routine because I kind of got the morning thing down. I left my earliest actually this morning out of the entire 2 weeks. So I'm getting there. It's been getting better. My sleep also has improved slightly. So the routine just needs to get in there because I need to seriously rework my evening routine. I used to read, I used to journal, I used to do a lot of things that I don't do. So I want to get back in the habit of those things because that's important to me. And also certain things on the weekend need to be done. I can't have my days hijacked by other people and their needs. I need to think of myself first. Like I said, I love them a lot and I want to do a lot of things for them regardless of whether they're family or friends or, you know, cousins or something, but there are certain boundaries I need to put in place and keep in place because I've let those slip off the wayside and I need to kind of just, you know, reel them back in. So that is what the week has been. Today, like I said, got to work early, left the house early, did the things, and it's been a very nice, calm day, which is something I want to take with me tomorrow. Because tomorrow is actually my 27th birthday. Like, whoop, whoop. I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit nerve-wracking turning 27. Because to me, I don't like to just think about today and tomorrow or next week. I like to think in advance. Turning 27 means I'm 3 years away from being 30. And that blows my mind because it feels like just yesterday I was 21. In South Africa, you know, 21 means you are like officially an adult. The law can say you can be 18 and be an adult, but in everyone's home and community and heart, you know that at 21 you're an adult and you have a gigantic party and everything like that. Turning 27, knowing that 3 years from now I'm going to be turning 30, is insane. When I didn't even think I would live long enough to turn 22. I honestly didn't think I'd live long enough to see 22, let alone 26, on the cusp of turning 27. It's been a hectic journey. There's nothing more I can even say to just get you to understand the depth of the significance. There's nothing I can say to convey the significance of turning 27. Like 3 years out from turning 30. It's really got me thinking a lot. And one thing I've thought a lot about is what I want. And the one thing I know I want is my own house. I always refer to my bedroom as my tower and my house as my castle. My room will always be my tower, whether I'm in a hotel, whether I'm at home, wherever I am. My room is my tower. But when I buy a house, I want it to be my castle. Like, I want it to be my dream place. Whether I own one, whether I own five, all my homes will be my castles, even if I only have one. I don't care. And that sounds very Disney-esque, which I won't lie is nice. My room is my sanctuary, it's my tower, it's my safe space, and it's all for me. And I put in the color I want, I paint it the color I want, I decorate it the way I want, I change my curtains, I rearrange it, like whatever I want, it's mine. And I want the same thing for my house, because we as a family have gone through construction in my house, or my parents' house, let me say it that way. My parents' house has undergone just hella construction over the last couple of decades. My father has a first wife and 3 kids, and then he's got my mother and the 3 of us, as in my brother, myself, and my sister. So we have half siblings, and at one point in time, my eldest sister, half sister, came to live with us. And it was crazy because we had to just rearrange things for her. And that was fun because I love my sister and I was so happy to have her there. And it was her 21st birthday when she was staying with us. So it was significant and special and lovely. And we loved being with her and having her at home. And ever since I can remember, we've been doing small, subtle things to the house. We'll put this partitioning up here and make it like a room for her. Or, you know, my brother and I shared a room till very, very late in life. And no, we aren't twins. Like, we get that a lot. We have a 2-year age difference. No, we're not twins. So we shared a room until we were much older. We get on very, very well. My sister now has her own home, her husband, her 2 kids, a dog. It's so fun. And I remember sleeping over at her house and being just like, how cool is it that she has a house of her own? Like, I want that one day. And that to me is what I want. I want my own house. I want to be able to have my own artwork put up. I don't have art. I just like certain things. So, you know, prints, throws, those types of artworks. I want to put the flowers I want in my house. Like I said, I love Valentine's Day. But don't ever send me roses. They make me sneeze. I don't like that. I want to do what I want to do in my house. Yeah, it sounds possessive. And I am a bit possessive. Well, not a bit. I'm freaking insane when it comes to my stuff. Because they are my stuff. Like, I work hard for my stuff. We mentioned last week quality over quantity. That's exactly why I am the way I am. I worked hard for it. I saved up months for it. I bought it. And then you come along with your grubby hands and you break or damage or destroy or just use without permission. Oh Lord, use without permission is like a sin. Don't do that. Just ask. So I digress. A home. Yeah, I want a house to call a home. I want to make it my own and I want to just do what I want. Like, it's mine. Leave me alone. That's the one goal I'm putting, like, above. Like, getting a home is literally bae. Before anything else. It is my number one priority in terms of my finances. My health, especially sleep, is, like, number two. And then number three is, like, I'll figure it out. So I have thought long and hard about my goals and what I want. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know the house is definitely top of the list, followed by my house being a bigger priority. I know I've gotten so much better in terms of my health. I've been cooking much healthier meals for work. We don't get a lot of takeaways at home. We eat healthy meals most of the time. A lot of the time there's no veggies or very little veg, which I hate. I mean, I love my veggies, so I hate not having a lot of veggies. But for the most part, it's really, really nice. And it's nice to not have to come cook when you get home. Thanks, Mom, because she's like the best. And she's an amazing chef. Like, not professionally, she's just like a mom. She knows how to cook. So there's that. And I have been gymming. Like I said, I've been training for this marathon. So I want to knock it out the park. Well, run it out the park, if you will. So with it being my birthday tomorrow, I've just been thinking a lot about my future. Based on my past, that has not always been a viable option because I couldn't see it. Now I'm gonna make an effort to really just look forward. Like I said, positivity, look on the bright side, find the good in all of this, and see what happens next. They say life happens when you're too busy making plans, but sometimes you gotta kick life in the face. That's all I gotta say today. I've been rambling for way too long. you can definitely prepare yourself for much longer talks going forth. If anyone even listens to this, let me know if you like the length, if you want it longer, if you want it shorter. And if you have any topic suggestions, I'm literally all ears. So go for it. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week whenever you are listening to this. Happy birthday to me and have a good day. Bye. P.S. I'm not going to say the whole subscribe thing because there's probably like one, two people listening and subscribing. So thank you for you guys, and I will shout you out if I ever see you on, you know, my lists and things. So thanks guys. Bye.